so their predations would go unnoticed. Uncle Doge beckoned. Hurry! Soon I began to hear a distant chanting. We may not be in time, Bone Warrior. Hurry! I didn't slug him, mostly because the racket would have alerted the singing men. I knew they were Gnar before I saw a thing. I had heard the rhythms and style before, though not these particular lyrics. Always before, though, there had been joy in their work songs and celebrations. This song was cold and grim. Uncle Doge left the candle, tugged my elbow. We continued to step sideways until suddenly we were in an ordinary passageway, not some tight secret squeeze behind a wall. Nothing concealed the entrance to the hidden ways. That was just a shadowed corner, unlikely to entice a closer look. There was light out there, from candles and sconces widely spaced. The people in charge were frugal, despite their wealth. Uncle Doge placed a finger to his lips. We were near dangerous people, who might detect us in an instant. He dropped to his knees and led me right into a large chamber where most of the Gnar had gathered. Lighting was non-existent except down where they were. Doge got behind a pillar. I squatted behind a low, dusty table just inside the doorway. I wished I was as dark as the Gnar. My forehead must be shining like a little half-moon. This life hardens you. Too soon you have seen so much that when you encounter another something terrible, you don't howl and run in circles, snapping at your tail. But most of us still appreciate horror, if horror is there. Horror was there. There was an altar. Mogaba and Ochiba were involved in something ceremonial. Above the altar stood a small statue of dark stone, a four-armed woman dancing. I was too far away to make out details, but I was pretty sure she had vampire fangs and six teats. She might be wearing a necklace of baby skulls. The Gnar might give her another name, but she was Kina. The worship offered by the Gnar wasn't that described in the Jaikuri scriptures, though. The deceivers don't want to spill blood. That's why they're called stranglers. The Gnar not only spilled blood on behalf of their goddess, they drank it. And it looked like they'd been doing so for some time down there. Drained corpses hung to one side. Their latest sacrifice, a hapless Jaikuri, got hoisted up with those soon after I arrived. The Gnar were practical in their religion. After the grim ceremony ended, they began butchering one of the bodies. I got down and crawled out of there. I didn't give one rat's ass what Uncle Doge thought. I've seen a lot with the company, including tortures and cruelties almost beyond comprehension and inhumanities I don't have the capacity to fathom. But never had I encountered socially sanctioned cannibalism. I didn't puke or boil over in outrage.